Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is an upcoming 50-gamer in the Host Plus Sandful W League. It is North Adelaide's dual premiership player, Bree Arthur. Bree, congratulations. What will it mean to you?
Thanks, Zach. It'll definitely mean a lot after it's been quite a bit of a road to get to 50 games. So I think a lot of people, apart from those that are playing in the Sandful W, don't really understand how long it does take to make 50 games.
Yeah.
But yeah, after undergoing two ACL recons as well, it's just taken that extra bit longer.
Mm.
So yeah, it's definitely lovely to finally hit that 50.
Yeah, it must be. And obviously you're taking on Sturt this Saturday at 6 p.m. So, yeah, really important game for you because you haven't yet to chalk up a win, so you sort of need to get on the board, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We trained a lot in pre-season at Febby, so
okay.
I feel as though we're ready to go come Febby. We were meant to be playing at Mount Barker, so it's quite nice to be playing, I think, at Beaverton Oval.
A bit less travel for you, that's for sure. Started your footy journey at Broadview in 2017. Had you played other sports prior to that, or was footy your number one game?
Prior to that, I played a lot of tennis
at
Broadview Tennis Club, and probably a little bit of netball here and there, just at school, and a little bit of club. Other than that, I actually did state cross country running, but you definitely couldn't tell now because I'm not a great runner. So that's about it, though.
Yeah, right. And then what enticed you to get into footy?
I think I've always just had an interest in playing the game. As well, when I was younger, I used to watch my brother play out at Broadview, so
mm-hmm.
that enticed me to go out to Broadview and play there.
Fantastic. And then your second year at Broadview, you also made your debut with North Adelaide 2018 in round one at the parade. What did that day mean to you?
Oh, huge. I think in terms of being able to undergo a pre-season under Matt Slade as well, that was a big time, and learning under some of the greats that were playing there at the time, I think of like Leah Tynan, B. Perry, Jess Edwards was obviously around. Lauren Daniel was huge, and she is someone I work with now, so it's great to still have that connection with her. But yeah, Kelly Boltrop as well, she's someone who now I coach with, and she coaches me, and she's definitely a huge role model that we have at North Adelaide.
You came into the footy club, I guess, at a real sweet spot, didn't you? Like, you touched on all of those great North Adelaide names, and yeah, it must have been, I don't know, was it a little bit daunting for you in some respects, but also very rewarding, no doubt, in other respects?
Oh, definitely daunting. I was only 18 at the time, so, I mean, I'd only played one season out at Broadview, so it was definitely daunting.
Well, you obviously were meant to be there because then in 2 years' time you played in North Adelaide's 2020 flag, obviously a very historic one, being it was an undefeated one at that, and all sorts of challenges to overcome given it was a COVID year too.
Yeah, no, it definitely was an interesting year. I was coming off my first ACL there as well, so, you know, just trying to get back into games. And then obviously coming to a bit of a halt, I think there might have been a month there where we just had to do offline kind of training in terms of we were on our laptops and doing these, you know, ridiculous workouts in the back shed, or we'd have to film that we were doing runs, and it was just, you know, it was manic. So it was definitely an interesting year to say the least.
Yeah, it probably makes it all that more sweeter, doesn't it, that you're able to win a flag under such duress.
Yeah, well, really, like, the season had to get pushed out so much longer as well, so, you know, your body was getting super tired by the end of the season, and as I mentioned, obviously, coming back from my recon, I was extremely tired at that point, so, yeah, it was very interesting.
And then 2022, another premiership for you with that win against Sturt.
Yes, yes. No, that was a great day, definitely. That was at Nord Oval as well. So, yeah, it was a really good day, and I think we were down at half time, and I watched back that game after the day, and seeing how far back we were and how much we had to, I guess, crawl back, and I feel like we did it so effortlessly as well,
yeah,
which was really strange. But yeah, that was obviously an amazing year.
Is it difficult for you, Bree, in terms of picking one year over the other? Can you have a favourite?
I think an undefeated one has to go up top. But,
yeah.
You know, like being able to crawl back, and we had, you know, some losses in that year of 22. So being able to see how strong our group was to then get over the line was incredible as well.
So probably 2020 was your best in terms of the overall season, but 2022, the actual game itself, was probably that bit more memorable.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, another ACL at the start of 2023. This time it was your other knee.
Yes. Yeah, no good. Round two, pretty early in the game as well against West. So when I saw that we were teeing up against them in round two this year, I thought I'd probably miss that one and see if I come back the next week.
Just a bit superstitious.
Yeah, definitely.
How's it feeling? How are both feeling these days?
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, obviously after that first game, it was pretty sore. Just getting back into game hits and whatnot, it's different when you're training, but still had undergone like a lot of game sense drills and, you know, small internals. So it wasn't as though I hadn't played a game in that whole year, which was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, still feeling it some days, but no, getting better.
That's good to hear, because only 24, you could easily make the triple figures.
Yeah, we'll definitely see about that. I think at the moment I'm just going to enjoy the 50.
Yeah, for sure. No, you don't get too far ahead. Geez, your life must be really enjoyable, because I'm quite jealous of what you do for a job, to be honest, at the Roma Mitchell High School in charge of the AFLW program. That must be a joy to walk into the office each day.
Yeah, it's not terrible. No, I definitely enjoy the opportunity to, I guess, coach and teach the girls at Roma Mitchell. It's a great and upcoming academy, and we've actually got a new gym coming in next year, which will be dedicated for our not just the AFL Academy, but all the academies that we have at Roma Mitchell. So that includes soccer, basketball, volleyball and cricket at the moment. So definitely an upcoming place to be if you're a young person wanting to be in sport. But yeah, AFLW Academy is definitely on the rise, which is great.
And do you cater for girls of all grades and ages there?
Yeah, so at the moment it's double streams, which is so year 7s and 8s are together, 9s, 10s are together, and 11s and 12s are together.
Okay.
Yeah.
In theory, can a grade 11 or grade 12 do it as an entire subject? Or?
Yes, they can, yep. So it underpins, it's a SACE subject, and it's called integrated learning. So they can, I guess, enjoy playing footy as well, and all the assignments are based around footy and coaching and other things that aren't just enticing them, you know, that they have to play footy. So some things that they might get from it are, you know, like their coaching certificates or umpiring certificates, or just understanding strength and conditioning more, and that can obviously lead to future opportunities if they want to do so.
And then is there a bit of a jostle and a juggle between B. Arthur and G. Madigan as to you tell the girls to go to North Adelaide or Central District?
Yeah, absolutely. we go back and forth here and there, especially because we obviously had the game on the Easter Friday there, which was obviously a really close game, which showed a lot of potential of what we have at North Adelaide.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, it's a shame though, obviously with juniors they're zoned, so it depends on where they're living. So
of course.
I can't steal some of them, which is slightly frustrating if I'm coaching them, but you know, it just makes the competition better.
Oh, I'm sure you can still keep an eye out and let Kurt Donsberg know if there's any worth a transfer fee. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. But it's pretty cool that you get to work alongside Georgia Madigan from Central.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's she's only come along this year, so I've really enjoyed her being a part of the faculty, and yep. obviously growing a friendship with her, which is lovely.
Ah, it's terrific to see you all. Bree, thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio. Do appreciate that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sandful W League game when North Adelaide tackles Sturt this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Theberton Oval.
Great, thanks, Zach.